see.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, he's crazy about this rocking and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Big Leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big Leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Everybody, and welcome to the Big Beat Show. My name is Lou Rallo, your regular host. This is a very, very special show because to my left, to your right, if you're watching on TV, I have a very, very special guest. Long, long time since his last visit to the Big Beat Show. Let me introduce Mr. Charlie Horner. Hi, Charlie.
Thank you, Lou, and certainly a pleasure to be back here. I can recall, how long has it been? 10 years, something like that, since I've been on this
it's
show?
It's certainly way, way too long, yeah, I'll put it that way. Bill Swank was here then.
For those people who haven't been listening for the last 10 years or so, every once in a while I used to fill in for Bill Swank back in the old days and was a frequent guest there. Just been traveling, been on the road, and haven't been down as much as I should.
It's great to have you back, and I know the selection of music that you're going to play tonight is just going to flabbergast the audience. So why don't you tell us what we heard to open up the show?
What we just heard was a side by Cliff Ayres and the Crowns. It's a record on the Emerald label out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. 1956 is the year. It's called Rock Baby Rock. The Crowns that are backing up Cliff Ayres on this were a group that backed up several artists on this label. You may be more familiar with a record by Jay and Andre on this label that was backed by the Five Crowns, and it's obviously the same group. Mm-hmm. That's a nice record, too.
Yep.
I brought it down, but I don't think we're going to get a chance to play it. Maybe next time around.
Next week? Okay, that was really nice. A great show opener, too. Want to go right into the next set?
Sure. We're going to play three in a row, and it's just some things that I pulled out. First record by Ida Valentine, and it's on the Skylight label. 1962 approximately is the date on this. It's out of San Francisco, and the group that's supposed to be on this, it's a pretty rare record, the group supposed to be on this is said to be the Lyrics, who recorded for the Rhythm label, and I know they were out of Oakland or somewhere nearby. I don't know that for a fact, but that's what it said. Following that, the Four Bars out of Washington, D.C., Four Bars, Eddie Day doing the lead, and the Four Bars did this one in 1960 for the Cadillac label. It's called What's on Your Mind. And the Four Bars started in the early 50s. They recorded some stuff for Josie. And then after this, did a lot of soul records for labels like Daco and Shrine. This is a nice side. It's called What's on Your Mind. And finally, third record in the set by Paul Crawford on the Sandy label out of Mobile, Alabama. I get down to Mobile quite a bit. And this record never used to turn up. It was really hard. And then somebody found a pile of them. Doesn't mean that they're easy to come by any means now. They're still pretty hard. But, you know, instead of worth $1,000, it's worth a couple hundred, you know. But it's still a nice side. It's called There Goes Young Love. Always thought that the group on this might be the Embraceables, which was one of the groups on Sandy. And in one of my trips down to Mobile, I ran into Lorenzo Bracey, whose brother Herman Bracey was the lead of the Embraceables. And I asked him about this record, and he denied that it was them. So in that case, I don't know who the backup group is. But let's start it off with Ida Valentine on Skylight and a song called Why Did You Lie to Me?
Such a sinful lie. Don't sigh. Don't cry. And please, darling, don't ever tell another lie. Oh,
ought to know.
Great set, Charlie. Take it away.
You know, I mistakenly called that last artist Paul Crawford. I should have said Peter Crawford.
As long as you didn't say Johnny Crawford.
Well, you know, I guess my eyesight's not as good as it was a few years back, the last time I was up here.
Okay.
You know, but that's a nice record.
Yes.
Out of Mobile, Alabama. First of all, again, want to thank you for the opportunity to come down and be on this show. Haven't been here in a long time. And my friend Lou Grube and I came down. Lou's here with us in
yep.
the studio. And I'd like to say hello to Lou's wife, Laurel, and his daughter, Bonnie. listening to the show. And, you know, we talked about when I used to come down in the old days when Bill Schwenk had the show. I had the opportunity of running into Bill a couple of months ago. I was down in the Myrtle Beach area,
mm-hmm.
and Karen and I had a chance to hang out with Bill and his wife Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
Had a great time. Bill took us around to all the Myrtle Beach clubs, hanging out, listening to really great R&B down there, and it's good to see Bill again. And I understand Bill's going to get a tape of the show.
Oh, yes, so. He certainly will, yes.
All right. Last week, a good friend passed away. The guy was Clyde Riddick. Clyde
yeah.
Riddick was the longtime tenor for the Golden Gate Quartet. He passed away at his home in Cologne, Germany. He'd been sick for the last several years. And he's a good friend. I'm going to miss him a lot. I'd like to send out the next two records to Clyde. And these are both gospel records. The Golden Gate Quartet that Clyde was in were not a gospel group. They did do spirituals. They did pop records also.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still going strong. The group is still going strong in spite of the fact that within the last year we lost the two longtime original members, Dad Wilson and Clyde Riddick. But we're going to go to two gospel records. Send these out both to Clyde Riddick and to Dad Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
First, a group called the Ambassador Singers on the Agent label out of Dallas, Texas. Clarence Connor is doing the lead with the group, and it's a traditional spiritual Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. Don't have any idea of the year, maybe late early 60s. And then following that, the Welcome Travelers doing the Old Rugged Cross. And this came out on the Rulu label around 1958. Rulu is, of course, the label that brought us songs by the Vernells and the Montclairs. Same label. The lead on the Welcome Travelers is Ben Akin, who later went on to make a name for himself in soul music. Ben Akin did records on the Squire label in 65, Stay Together, Young Lovers, and also did One and One is Five for Philly Groove in the early 70s. But this is an early effort for him, doing lead with the Welcome Travelers, the Old Rugged Cross. Let's start it out with the Ambassador Singers, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Swing low, sweet. To carry me home.
Rock and roll, sometimes gospel, and sometimes soul is what you get on the Big Beat Show. And Charlie Horner, take it away.
All right. Wanted to go into a little segment on of three in a row of Detroit records. Now, I love Detroit. It's a great, great music town.
Yes, I agree.
And I usually end up going out there at least once every 2 months, hit record conventions, go around and look for records. I've found some great sides out there. In fact, all three of what you're going to be hearing are records that I got out in Detroit. And where else to go for Detroit records but to the source, right?
Mm-hmm.
First record is from 1958. It's on the Star X label. And there's several good records came out on Star X. This is one of them. It's a Kitty Lee type of late 50s sound. On the Star X label from 58, the Ricardos doing Mary's Little Lamb. Following that, I'm going to an unreleased acetate by Richard Popcorn Willie and the Mohawks. Popcorn and the Mohawks were one of the groups that early on recorded for Motown Records. And they were around at the time of the Satin Tones and the Five yeah. Stars and all of those, the Valadiers and all recording. Little story behind this. The song is called Marie. It's an unreleased acetate. Motown Records was an interesting story. They were a music company as well as a recording company, and they had their own staff of writers that would sit in the building, were hired to work and write songs. And when one of their writers wrote a song they thought was pretty good, they would run down to see who was in the studio that day recording, and they say, here, we just wrote this song, let me play a little on the piano. And they would get whatever recording artist was in the studio to cut that song in a real crude version and make an acetate of it. And Motown then would go out and take, and they'd make a couple copies of the acetate, take it around to other labels and try to sell the song.
As a demo,
To a big name artist on RCA or Columbia or somewhere. If they could do that, they would be making money off the song. If they couldn't sell it, then they'd bring it back. If they still believed in it, they would get one of their artists to record it.
Were they successful at that very often with the big companies?
Not really.
I didn't think so.
What you find is floating around the Detroit area are every once in a while these acetates turn up from Motown. And because they were only interested in the song, they never wrote who recorded it on there. But if you find a Motown acetate and you listen to it, you can pick out voices. And so I've got a ton of these acetates with unreleased songs on there by groups like The Temptations, The Originals, Marvin Gaye, Marv Johnson. I have a great version of Way Over There by Marv Johnson, and that's a case like that.
Yeah.
And with a group. Who knows who the group is? I have stuff by the Contours and the Supremes and all that are unreleased demos. So this one's real interesting. It's real crude, just done with a piano, and it's people who know Motown have identified the voices as Popcorn and the Mohawks who recorded for Motown. And then I'm going to close the set out with one of the greatest Motown records of all time, if you're into 50s classic urban harmony, as I used to call it in Philly. The group is the Contours, and we're used to listening to Contours doing Do You Love Me and First I Look at the Purse. But you listen to this, it's going to blow you away if you haven't heard it. The Contours and Motown from August 1961 in a song called Funny. So let's start it out with Ricardo's.
Fight us, Lord.
last one did not come from Detroit.
No, it wasn't.
I'm not sure where it's from, but it was Daniil Deris on the J-Gems label, J-G-E-M-S. Early 1960s on nice female group
really
doing
nice.
Why Am I Crying?
Yeah. That Contours record was really fabulous. Thanks for bringing that up. I think we're going to put a dedication on that from Rich Kay of East Brunswick. And he's sending that out to Tony and Louise on their 32nd anniversary, which is today. I think that's a great record.
Happy
I hope
anniversary.
Yes, happy anniversary. And, Charlie Horner, I know you're involved with this music to a great, great extent. What have you been doing lately?
Well, you know, since I left the air, I still try to stay involved only in different areas. And I've gotten very heavily into writing about the music. The Delta Rhythm Boys book that Karen Kaplan and I have been working on for umpteenth years
is
complete, but I know I say that every time. Of course, I write a regular column for the Mills Brothers Society newsletter.
Yes, you and I both have a column in there, except yours takes a lot more work than mine does. But tell us about
that. You have Lou's labels.
Yes, I do.
Photos that you've made of various labels.
But that doesn't take too much ability, but what you do does.
Mine takes a while to write, but I enjoy doing it. I try to give a sort of semi-humorous column, something that's entertaining and yet teaches people about various aspects of the Mills Brothers, anything from collecting Mills Brothers memorabilia on eBay to that was a popular column, by the way. I'm still getting emails on that one, and of course I'm traveling quite a bit on my job. I also travel quite a bit on looking for records. And my collection has expanded exponentially. I'm very heavily into soul music now and collecting soul vocal groups. Mm-hmm. Because the pricing, as you know, on 50s vocal groups went up to the point that the few things I'm missing are worth more than my paycheck.
Yeah, I know. The rarer they are, the older they get, the more expensive they are.
And if you look at some of the sides out in the 50s, they're 40-some years old, and you just don't expect to find them around.
Right. Yeah.
But I love soul music, too, and we're going to get to a couple of soul records before we end this program.
Good.
Great soul groups.
How's it feel to be in front of a microphone?
Feels good.
It is indeed an honor to have you here.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you. And let's hear some more good music.
Shirley and the Squires is up next on Constellation 1963. The song is called I'm in a Need. The Squires, I believe, and I don't know this for sure, but I'm pretty sure that the Squires are the same as the Squires they recorded on the Boss label. That's a good record, too, which means that most likely in the background of this record is Perko Lee Moses, the famous lead of the Eldorados. And this is a good song. It's called I'm in a Need.
I'm in a need. I'm in a need for love. And I'm in a need. I'm in a need. I'm in a need for love. My days are so lonely. And you know my name.
Kissing a sweetheart goodnight. She didn't like me spying on her, and now I see she was right. To me it was awfully funny the way they flushed and talked, and I would keep on hanging around till they would leave for a walk. Now that I'm growing up, the tables have been turned. Every time my best girl comes, in comes my brother, a brand new worm. I caught my sister doing it, and now he's catching me. Spying to him is funny, but no more, no more to me. And I would keep on hanging around till they would leave for a walk. But now that I'm growing up, the tables have been turned. 'Cause every time my best girl comes, in comes my brother, a brand new worm. I caught my sister doing it, and now he's catching me. Spying to him is funny, but no more, no more to me.
A little early sound there from Mr. Charlie Horner, my special guest on the Big Beat Show tonight. Charlie.
That's a most unusual song. Sort of reminds me of Do Re Mi Trio and some of the early combos from the late 40s, early 50s. I'm guessing that that's around 1953. The group, the song was Caught My Sister Doing It. It's on the Avalon label, not sure where that's from. But the group is Eddie Bennett's Three Loose Nuts and a Bolt.
Yeah. They didn't have a big string of records, did they?
No, they didn't. And, you know, I'm not sure how many people would go see a group with that name.
Yeah. Not deliberately.
Anyway. Unless you're looking for a little comic relief.
That's right. That was a very good record. The type of thing that the Big Beat Show plays the unusual.
You know what's unusual about that record? And again, I don't know where it's from, but the writer of both sides of that is Wilhelmina Gray.
Oh, yeah.
Who recorded a song on MGM, sure. A nice group side on that. So I don't know how she was connected with them, but she wrote both sides.
Yeah.
All right, something real unusual coming up next. We're going to go to a CD, something I rarely did back in the olden days. They didn't have CDs when I started on the radio.
Yeah.
But this is something out of the Netherlands, and I have to say that I've made a couple of trips to Amsterdam. I love the country of Holland. The people are there are just really fabulous to me every time I go over to liberate their records. Mm-hmm. And there's something, I guess, very appealing to me about taking a canal boat to a record store. But this is a group out of the Netherlands, and the group is called the Deep River Quartet. And this is a Dutch group that does songs by the Golden Gate Quartet, the Delta Rhythm Boys, Mills Brothers. And the side we have up is their imitation, I guess, of the Ink Spots. I'm not sure that the Ink Spots ever did this song. They might have, but it's certainly done in an Ink Spot style. It's called Thank You for Calling. Came out on the Polydor label from about 1993. It's on their Portraits LP.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to go to Holland. Wooden Shoe.
Well, you know, some people say I go to Holland just because the marijuana and prostitution is legal there, but actually I go for the records.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Deep River Quartet.
Okay.
This is me, darling, oh my darling, what a surprise, it's been so long, while there's tears in my eyes, when will you be here, what time? You're not coming. I see. Oh, I see. Well, I hope you'll be happy. Thank you, I'll try. Thank you for calling. Goodbye. Yes, this is me, darling, oh my darling, this is such a surprise, you see, it's been so long, why there are tears in my eyes.
Yes, operator, I'll hang up. I know my part is gone, but I always love her, I guess, till I die. Thank you for calling.
Unbelievable.
Okay, that was Plaquito Hazel doing the lead on that. Real nice side. He's with the Deep River Quartet. They've done about 10 CDs or 10 albums, most of them CDs, but they've been around for a number of years. I know Dad Wilson from the Gates used to tell me about them. He loved them, and they often do tributes to the Gates on their show.
Is most of the work of that quality and type?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Pretty much. And they'll get into some Up on the Roof by the Drifters or something, but it's all good harmony stuff.
Yeah. What's up next?
All right. First of all,
I only
a short time left. I wanted to say hello to a couple of good friends of mine, Charles Anderson and John Moore, and tell you what I'm into now. In addition, and it doesn't take away from my love of the great 50 sounds, but I'm into some good soul music, and we're going to start out with a group called the Cool Sounds. This one's on the Pick a Hit label, and it's called Ragdoll, no relation to the Four Seasons tune.
Thank you.
Thank goodness. From around 1970, it's a mixed group. I think there's a woman lead on some of their stuff, but this one came out several times on different labels. This was the version on Pick a Hit, and the group later recorded three sides for Warner Brothers that are all fabulous. If you see a record by the Cool Sounds, pick it up.
Oh,
Charlie, we have time for one more, so I want to take this opportunity to thank you very much for being here on the Big Beat Show tonight. Well, what a fine presentation you gave
us tonight. Thank you, Lou. I do appreciate your allowing me to come on just share some of the sides that I picked up recently, and maybe we can do this again sometime. I've enjoyed it.
As Bill Swank would say, don't be a stranger. That's what he used to say. Okay. So don't forget, everyone, stay tuned for the Low Budget Blues Show coming right up after this last record. Charlie, please go ahead and let us know what it is.
The group is The Untouchables. It's a crossover side, part soul, part 50s. It's out of Richmond, Virginia. I picked this up years ago when I was down there. It's on the FAP label, F-A-A-P, and it's called Standing There. Great record.
So until next week, may harmony be with you.
There, under the starlight, standing there in the still of the night. I love you so, yes I do, baby, and it's you I adore. Oh baby, believe me now, standing there in the still of the night, standing there with your eyes so bright. I love you so, yes I do, girl, and it's you I adore. Ooh. You came and captured my heart. Oh baby, do you remember when you said that we would never part? Oh baby, and please say you'll always be mine. Loving me now, loving me now, and all time. Oh baby, when you're standing there, you're home again. Everyone knows that true love will now begin. I love you so, yes I do, girl, and it's you I adore. Come on baby, I love you, I need you right now. Yes, I do, girl. I'm telling you, way down from the depths of my soul that I love you. Oh, yes, I do now, baby.